Time again for Checkoff Chat here on the show, courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And of course, those folks are driven by your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you as well. Also, our partners with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Go to equitycoop.com to find out about some of the new innovations they've got are offering you as far as marketing opportunities for 2023. And of course, the Wisconsin Beef Council, available at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And joining us today, Caitlin Riley. She is, of course, the communications director for the Wisconsin Beef Council, and she is a gal that we are talking to today about different partnerships that the Wisconsin Beef Council has constructed and worked with through the past and into the new calendar year. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association hosting a new program in 2023 called the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. Caitlin, tell us a little bit about this program.
Yeah, so this Leadership Institute was inspired by a previous advocacy program, and Pam and I, you have chatted about that in the past. It started back in 2020, which wasn't a great time to start a new program with the COVID-19 hitting. And at that time, it was solely hosted by the Wisconsin Beef Council. So what we did was we invited a group of folks to apply, and we created a team of what we called the Wisconsin Beef Ambassadors. These were folks who wanted to get more involved in the industry, and they were looking for those opportunities to do so, whether it was helping us with our Beef in the Classroom visits, working with local media, sharing their stories on social media. I know one of our Beef Ambassadors up in Northwest Wisconsin, he reaches out to us a lot to help him structure letters to the editor. You know, he sees an article that he doesn't quite think fits the image of the beef industry in the newspaper, and he reaches out to us for key talking points and how to respond. So it's a really great way for getting those folks involved. And we had a spring training last year where we had a former reporter from a television station come in and chat with them. We had someone from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association come in and talk with them. We had Carrie Mess, Dairy Carrie, come in and talk about social media. So it was really great for giving them the tools they needed. But when they were going to leave that training, they said, okay, but what's next? What's more? They wanted to be able to invest more of their time personally and professionally into advancing the beef industry. And we wanted to help them do that. And we wanted them to feel fulfilled in this program because they are volunteers. They are dedicating their time. And so we reached out to the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association and asked if they would be willing to collaborate and add a new piece to for this Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute.
Now, just so long as we make sure people are clear on the titles, the names, Caitlin, let's explain the difference between Wisconsin Beef Council and the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association.
It can be very confusing, and I know that's how when I address a room of people, that's one of the first questions I ask them. Who can tell me the difference between these organizations? They're very similarly titled. So the Wisconsin Beef Council is the organization that I work for, and that's that producer-led nonprofit organization funded by the $1 per head beef checkoff dollar. So half that dollar stays here in Wisconsin for our local promotion. The other half is used by the Cattlemen's Beef Board for national projects. And the purpose of the Wisconsin Beef Council is to fund beef promotion, research, and consumer education activities and to grow demand for beef and support Wisconsin's beef industry. Now, on the other hand, you have the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. That's your member-based organization that offers a legislative voice. So we at the Beef Council, we cannot and we do not use your beef checkoff dollars to influence policy. We focus on those pillars of promotion, research, and consumer education.
Caitlin Riley in studio with us again. She is the communications and outreach coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council. Let's talk a little bit more, Caitlin. These are two very separate entities. So what is working together going to look like for the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute from here on out?
Well, like you said, this is going to be a collaborative effort, but really divided between the two organizations. So we're going to host separate workshops during these quarterly sessions. And our overall purpose is to train future leaders of Wisconsin's cattle industry and give those who participate the skill sets that they need to improve their communication skills and diversify their knowledge of the beef industry. So on the Beef Council side, your beef checkoff dollar side, as far as our involvement, we'll give them the resources they need to educate others about the state's beef industry. We'll focus on sharing your story, understanding the nutritional value of beef, and working with different types of media. We're already looking at our agenda, and our goal for this April would be to have our Leadership Institute participants go with Angie Horkin, the Beef Lady, to a television visit while she's in the Madison area so they can get that mind frame of what it would mean to do these media interviews and get a tour of the station. We're going to have a representative from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association come out and talk about sharing your story. And we're also hoping to involve some other aspects here in the Madison area where they can get a hands-on feel for the retail side of the beef industry and maybe even try their hand at breaking down a beef cut themselves. And when we're going forth with other aspects of this, we want to introduce them to the Beef Council board so they can see what it means and how they could get involved with the beef checkoff if they wish to do so in the future. Now, the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, again, that separate member-based organization, they're going to host their own workshops with opportunities to go on industry tours, such as their annual summer tour. For folks who haven't gone on that, they get a chance to visit different farms throughout the state of Wisconsin and learn more about the industry, network with their fellow producers, and learn more about what the cattlemen are doing legislatively.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking about an excellent opportunity, a new opportunity in 2023, the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. Now, you alluded to it a little bit, Kaylin. What is the application deadline? What's the process? What do we know?
Applications are going to be coming out February 1st, and that deadline to apply is going to be March 1st. And we'll share more information about how to apply on our website, beeftips.com, under the Cattleman's Corner tab. And if you have any questions or maybe you can't find that tab, you can look at the About Us section on the website and find our contact information there. And we can point you in the right direction, email you a copy of that application. And I know sometimes it can be confusing for folks. You have so many great activities you want to be involved in, but if you don't get it right in your email inbox, it can be easy to pass by. So you can also, in that Cattleman's Corner tab, sign up for a producer e-newsletter. That's also where we'll be sending out information about this Beef Leadership Institute, as well as other activities that are happening in the beef industry that you might want to get involved in and how we're utilizing your checkoff dollar. So once we have those applications set through and reviewed, our first training is going to be held in the spring, and we'll be sharing those additional dates and details on the application as well. But I do want to remind folks, I shouldn't say remind, I do want to notify folks, if you're thinking, well, maybe not this year, but next year would be a better opportunity for me. We are planning to host this every other year. So it's taking a little bit from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute that they have so that we can focus really heavily on the program when we have it. And then in our off years, we will host some optional workshops so we can keep our alumni members involved, but really stay focused on our odd number years. So example, 2023, of giving them the best programming opportunities possible.
Now, I'm sure there's people that are saying, hey, this sounds pretty good. I want to be involved, but are there requirements? What do I need to possess to get that application filled out?
Right. We don't want folks to be worried about that imposter syndrome, right? That feeling that I'm not qualified enough, I'm not good enough to be in this room. Because if you're involved and are even interested, then I'd say you are qualified to be in the room with our Beef Leadership Institute. We want this to be for folks in the industry who want to learn new skills. So we're not expecting you to be an expert in social media or communications when you apply. You just have to have a willingness to learn and share that story of beef and beef production in Wisconsin. You have to be 18 or older and live in the state and have a beef or dairy background. That doesn't mean you had to grow up on a beef farm or a dairy farm, but just show us why you're interested, what your background or familiarity with that industry is. And we also ask that they become Masters of Beef Advocacy certified by the application deadline. So we call that your MBA certification. And for those who haven't completed the MBA, I went through it myself. I highly recommend it. It's split up into five different sections. You can take it at your own pace. I probably took longer than I should have to complete all five portions, but I completed one session at a time. It's free. And total, it takes about 3.5 hours to complete. And those different sessions are the beef community. So looking at raising beef from pasture to plate and focusing on the community people involved through that beef life cycle, raising cattle on grass. So looking at that first step in the beef life cycle and raising cattle on our country's vast grass, pastures, and resources. That's a great talking point here in Wisconsin, you know, in the southwest corner, my home area of the state. There's some hills where you don't want to plant crops on, but you sure can raise a lot of cattle on the grass that's there. Life in a feed yard. So chatting about the role of feed yards, including animal care, nutrition, environmental stewardship, from cattle to beef. So looking at that harvesting process and the humane handling and safety measures that are in place today at beef processing facilities. And then, of course, capping it off, beef is what's for dinner. So looking at choosing the right cuts of beef, cooking it, and the role of beef in a diet and how that can play a role when it comes to the nutritional benefits that they have there. If you are wanting to apply for this, though, don't wait until last minute to become MBA certified. It does take a little bit to get your login information, and this may be a little confusing for folks, but if you're beef quality assurance certified, you can use that same login for MBA. So if you're trying to sign up for MBA, that's at mastersofbeefadvocacy.com, and it says, hey, you already have an account. It could be because you're beef quality assurance certified. So if you can find that slip of paper, that post-it note you wrote down, that login information, and use that. If not, contact us and we can help you reset that password and get you in.
Caitlin Riley, Communications Coordinator and Outreach Coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council, in studio with us. Again, the application for the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute coming out February 1st. If you need more details, of course, visit beeftips.com. Check out their Cattleman's Corner page. Deadline to apply, March 1st. As always, circle back all the time to beeftips.com for great recipes, some profiles on our Wisconsin beef producers, and as we said, to get involved with this very special opportunity, the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. This is Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars, as well as our partnership with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Visit them, equitycoop.com, in communities across the state. Checkoff Chat, featuring Caitlin Riley.